SIUM.
The Chicago Blackhawks hit the ice in St. Louis tonight, looking to keep their winning way going against their Central Division rivals, the Blues. And though it may only be October, a Hawks-Blues battle is never one that passes without some kind of upheaval. So far, the boys have been sticking up for one another, and that's a good thing. But it's a safe bet that their one-for-all and all-for-one mantra will be put to the test here tonight. Hi again, everyone. John Weideman along with Charlie Romeliotis. Glad to have you along. We are here at the Enterprise Center in St. Louis, Missouri. Spins it ahead for Dickinson at center ice. He deflects it down behind the net. Now it's misplayed by Hofer up the slot. Mikheyev fires. He scores! Ilya Mikheyev with his third goal in two games. Makes it 1-0 Hawks. The goal 3:02 into period number one. That's an egregious mistake by goaltender Joel Hofer, trying to hit a teammate on the fly out of the blue zone, but Mikheyev, Johnny on the spot, took it away and snapped it home. His third goal in the season, 1-0 Hawks. Thomas, the Pareko center ice to Jake Neighbors on the hot line, put it out in front, and it's kicked out of there by Arvid Soderblom. Rebound Neighbors, shoots and scores. So Jake Neighbors, who came into this game with three goals in three games, make it 4-4. He has tied the score at one apiece. The goal at 4:29 of period number one. Lucas Reichel bolting through center in over the Blues line. Now the left wing shoots, scores! Lucas Reichel gets the goal right back. He had Hofer leaning kind of in an awkward way and slid it in behind him from deep inside the blue zone, about 5 feet above the goal line in the left wing corner, and the Hawks retake the lead at 2-1. Ryan Green, he had the stick lifted puck taken away. Jordan Kyrou of the Blues put it into the Hawks. Shot from Holloway, they score. From the left wing circle, Dylan Holloway took a precise pass off the stick of Jordan Kyrou and fired a hard wrist shot over the glove of Soderblom. The Blues have tied it at two. Inside the blue zone, Mayo turns the puck over behind the net. Bedard, the classic shoot, he scores! A beautiful pass up the slot from behind the Blues net by Bedard. It's Alex Vlasic right on the stick, and from a high slot, he just steps it past Hofer, and the Hawks retake the lead at 3-2.
So, John, I missed this, but Lucas Reichel is getting credited with Chicago's second goal. I guess he redirected the puck in front. So that is the second of the night for Reichel from the Vlasic shot.
Here's Nazar breaking down into the blue zone, left wing circle, shoots, he scores! And then he runs into Hofer and knocks him down. And the Blues net is dislodged. The goal is going to count. And Nazar, his momentum carried him into Hofer, and he knocked him down. The Blues all took exception to that, and now they've all grabbed hold of Blackhawk players, the boys tugging on one another. Finally, the linesmen are there to intervene.
Chaos ensued. Frank Nazar found himself released from the pile, and he gets up and he celebrates in the most Frank Nazar fashion.
Here's Dickinson down the right wing, shoots, he scores! And one right through the five hole on Bennington. Jason Dickinson racing into the blue zone. Caught the pass on the backhand portion of his blade. And any of you that can remember how Marc Messier used to fire the puck from that spot on the ice, it was like a mirror image of Mess firing it past Bennington. And the Hawks now lead this game 5-2. Stunned silence here in St. Louis. Dickinson over the Blues line. Drop past Mikheyev. Put it in the slot. Crevier fires. Hofer down with a butterfly save. Rebound scores! Ryan Donato with his first goal of the season. He moved to the top of the crease, and as Hofer made the first save, he left the rebound down by his right heel. And there was Donato to poke it home. The Hawks lead 6-2 with 18:43 left in period number three. Here's a shot, they score! Table Teravainen from the right circle. Took a saucer pass that originated from the left circle in the blue zone. That off the stick of Connor Bedard, and Teravainen drove it home. It's a Sitko power play goal, and it's now 7-2 in favor of the Hawks. Dickinson had it for a moment, lost it. Tucker from the left wing fires. He scores. This is off the stick of Arvid Soderblom. I don't know if Arvid was partially screened or not. He may have just misplayed this puck. It looked like he was trying to glove it out of the air, and the puck bounced off of his glove or out of his glove and into the top right corner of the net. It's now 7-3 in favor of the Blackhawks with 8:32 left in period number three. Bedard over the line to Reichel, left circle, fires a shot, they score! Ryan Breen's first National Hockey League goal! Reichel fired from the left circle, Hofer made the save, but left the rebound on the doorstep, and Ryan Breen slammed it home for his first National Hockey League goal. Somebody get that puck! It's 8-3 Hawks. The Hawks fans are the ones standing, making the noise here in the remaining seconds. 3 seconds, 2-1, the Hawks win in St. Louis. Jeff Blashill secures his first road win as the Chicago Blackhawks head coach. And the Blackhawks are all off the bench to skate down to the Hawk crease and give Arvid Soderblom hugs and head taps, high fives, fist bumps, whatever you desire. For the first time in his career, Arvid has beaten the St. Louis Blues. He got a little help from his teammates here tonight. The Hawks scored 8 on the St. Louis Blues. Arvid gave up 3, and the Hawks have come up with a well-deserved 8-3 win over the St. Louis Blues. Their record now 2-2-1 on the season, and the Blues 2-2-0.